Ed, it is that time of year, if you have a pasture that's not in the greatest shape, you might want to do some renovation. So let's talk about that. Renovating last year's pastures.
You really got two choices here, Vaughn. Do nothing but nature take care of it, or you can try to reseed it and revitalize it. You want to make it basically a seed bank to build up as much forage as you can. You're going to mow the weeds, and you're going to take the loss for the pasture. In other words, it's been damaged last year. It's weak, so I want to give it time to recover. Just maintain it and keep the animals off because they're going to damage it more. You might get to midsummer, lightly graze, and put a few animals out there, but basically you're going to lose the pasture because I'm not going to do anything and I want it to recover just naturally. Most of us don't have the privilege of having enough land that we could do that. And definitely if you're trying to raise livestock as a livelihood, you want to be productive and just take your pasture completely out for a year. Generally isn't a real feasible option out there on the economic side. So a lot of us are going to be looking at reseeding. We always say if you're going to reseed, you really need to know what you have out there. So do that soil test. You want to make sure your soil pH is above 6. You want to make sure your phosphorus levels are above 25 parts per million on Bray. Eventually, we're going to switch to Malic, but it's 25 parts per million for Bray for now. Completely reseed everything by April 25th. That's kind of a target date. Earlier, the better. If you could do it now, the better. Because the idea is we want to get those seeds up and moving before weeds come in later, and it gets hot and dry, and then, of course, the heat would kill those new seedlings out. We'd best say if you have a grass, you want to put legumes in there. We seldom have a legume, you add grass. It's generally the other way around. But we want to end up with a mix of legume and grass. That's our best nutrient package for the animals. You still want to drill, if you can, even in a pasture, and then pack it. Because our biggest problem we have is seed-to-soil contact and getting the seed into soil, but not too deep. So that's the other thing is people say, I'm going to plant a disc. A disc really runs the risk of putting it down 4 to 6 inches. We only want this thing down to about 3/4 of an inch. And so it's tough to do a disc that shallow. So it's an art. It really is an art, but it's valuable to do. Broadcast, we struggle. They just don't get in the ground, and we don't get to see the soil contact. Grasses, once you get them up, the grasses you can clip when they're above 6 inches. So you want to give them enough growth so they got enough energy to recover. We basically say if you put a legume in there, like clover, you don't want to graze it or do anything, at least till the end of June. Really give it time to grow and establish. And obviously, you may, if you have a legume, you may want to wait till that late summer before you do anything livestock or cut it.
And that grass clipping that we referred to a minute ago, that's going to induce more tillering too, right?
That is correct. So the plant's going to respond to that. So do the things right, and you ought to be able to reseed and maybe get that pasture restored.
Thank you, Ed. For Ag Talk, Vaughn Wickerham with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.